It affects the UK considerably, who the president is, and we thought the alternative would be disastrous.
His passage of the health care reform bill is critical. I mean, I don't think that the majority of the public understands quite what that's going to do, but it's a step in the right direction of providing universal health coverage for people.
Yes, you have to do some things for yourself, but I believe in safety nets, and I believe that you are your brother's keeper.
Ohio, Franklin County, and not just Franklin County, Columbus.
Absolutely. Let's hear it for two people who came all the way from Wales.
We had people this week show up in the UK from all parts of the world that recognize how important it is to get President Obama reelected. And as I said this morning, all of you can have walk lists this afternoon, and they're targeted walk lists. These are people that we are taking personal responsibility for to get them to the polling places.
Samantha?
Yes.
Did you vote?
I did.
Oh,
yes!
High five! All right! Okay,
yes,
so
I did this morning.
I think we should all be very proud of what we've done and be proud to be associated with the people we've been associated with in this.
And let's hope Axelrod doesn't have to shave his.
I don't think so. I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be okay.
Okay, we're closing down, everybody. Let's go home.
It's a long time to call, but that would do it. Ohio would do it. You know, he lives in Ohio, but the raw vote has narrowed a little bit. He's a congressman, and he's a pro-life Democrat.
I got to interrupt because we've got poll closings coming up in Iowa and Nevada, as well as Utah and Montana at the top of the hour. This is MSNBC's continuing coverage of the 2012 election. We are going to be right back. You do not want to miss this.
Susan Rice, that's my next one.